Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. I had a pretty good one. A lot of hard work, but I got her done. My nephew's out from the city helping me with some hot wire. And what else? I only went deer hunting Saturday evening. I didn't get too fired up. And then I seen a great big one yesterday morning. Well, actually, right after church, I went to get a water tank to put over there where we're going to put some calves on some wheat pasture. And there he was, the monster I've been looking for, out in the middle of the pasture, chasing a doe. Well, he was laying with the doe, and then he ended up chasing her while I was watching him. Jimmy didn't have any orange because I'd been to church. I did have my rifle. But being the good Samaritan that I am and knowing that Lieutenant James could be sneaking around anywhere, I decided to be law-abiding. man, he was big. He was nice. Anyway, I didn't have any orange, so he's still out there somewhere. I won't tell you where because there was signs of him this morning chasing around when I went over there to line my nephew up on putting some hot wire up when the pasture, so got that going on. I got some numbers for you here from Harvest Reports. First, let's see. This has come from my favorite man from the French Quarters, Marcus up at Ellis Pack Saddle and Black Kettle. Here's some numbers. Hunter count on Saturday morning, Ellis County WMA, Lake Vincent, 47 vehicles. That's a lot of hunters on that place. Pack Saddle WMA, 118 vehicles. Black Kettle WMA, 701 estimated hunters from surveys conducted by ODWC and the Forest Service. Hunters were having a lot of success and it should continue with this cold weather coming in. So it should be. So I brought up some harvest reports. And let's start with the county by county, and I'll name off a few counties in the listening area. Up in northwestern Oklahoma or in the Panhandle, Beaver, looks like Beaver County, only 199 deer so far this year. But on rifle season, looks like there was 99 buck shot and 23 does shot. Beckham County. You got, by the way, I want to brag on the guys from Beckham County, and I'll brag on them as I go through the list. But you guys are doing a wonderful job with the does. 201 bucks were shot opening weekend in Beckham County, 133 does. So good job, everybody, on the does. Let's see here. Where's another one? Custer County, 149 bucks shot, 91 does. You guys are doing a good job, too. Dewey County, 203 buck shot, 97 doe shot. Ellis County, pretty good job on the antlers, but you need to step up your doe ratio. 210 buck shot, 66 doe shot. And Greer County, where are we at? 106, not too bad. 106 bucks and 50 does. Harper County, 116 bucks and 39 does. And Jackson County, 103 bucks and 57 does. All right, let me go to this next page here. Page 2 for the rest of the counties. Kiowa County, 121 bucks, 42 does. Major County, 196 bucks, 87 does. And we got a few more here. Noble County, up there where my father-in-law lives, 251 bucks and 123 does. Good job on the does there. And let's see here. I'm trying to remember all the Roger Mills County. There we go. 273 bucks shot, 171 does. Good job on that. Texas County, 46 bucks, 6 does. And Washtenaw County, 116 bucks and 43 Woodward County, 196 bucks and 82 does, and 172 bucks in Woods County and 55 does. So good job out there, everybody. It looks like you had a very successful weekend. I know I heard a lot of shots Saturday morning. I don't know how good things were going there. Coming up later in the show, Dr. Jerry Dunn from Southwestern University will be here for our third, probably our fourth segment for the rest of the show. So let's get on with it. Let's see what happened in our ag world overnight. Wheat futures plunged in overnight trading as French farmers planting at an historical rapid rate pace. About 90% of their French wheat crop was planted on November 18th, topping the five-year average of 87%. Planting was delayed due to excessive rain in September and early October, but unusually dry weather since has allowed producers to accelerate sowing. The winter wheat planting campaign has now surpassed the five-year average for the first time ever. In the U.S., meanwhile, 49% of the wheat winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of November 18th, according to the Department of Agriculture. That was up from 44% a week earlier. The USDA is scheduled to release its weekly crop progress this afternoon. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped 8.5 cents to 556.25 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 9 cents to 556.5 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery was down 1.75 to 433.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery rose 3 cents to 986.5 a bushel. Soy meal was up 250 to 294 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.28 cents to 42.12 cents a pound. The number of cattle and calves on feed at the beginning of the month came up a little bit, according to the Ag Department. About 11.986 million head were on feed on November 1st, up from 11.956 million on the same date a year earlier. Roughly 2.286 million cattle were placed on feed in October. That's up 5% from the same month a year earlier. Fed cattle marketings total 1.845 million head. That's also a 5% increase. Other disappearance was unchanged at 55,000 head. Texas led the U.S. with 2.88 million cattle and calves on feed. Nebraska second with 2.59 million head, and Kansas followed with 2.415 million head. Texas was down 1%, Nebraska was up 2%, and Kansas was down 4%. Placements in October were led by Nebraska with 625,000 placed on a 2% annual increase, followed by Kansas at 485,000. Texas 470,000 head, and that was up 7% year over year. All right, let's check out some weather. See, winter weather is a little different this morning out there today, wasn't it? Winter weather will be continuing in parts of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan, according to the National Weather Service. In northern Minnesota, another 2 inches of snow on top of whatever already fallen is expected. Accumulation in areas 6 inches. Temperatures tonight will drop down in the single digits. They keep that for all I care. And much of northwestern Iowa, southwestern Minnesota, northeast Nebraska, central South Dakota. It's just, hey, it's winter. It's Thanksgiving. We're just now getting our really good taste of winter weather this morning. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. I got a question for you. I got this really, if you're watching on Facebook, I have this really beautiful Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association coffee cup. It's nice, big, blue. It looks like those, it's kind of, I don't know, however they say the ceramic work. It looks like those blue cups you used to see out on the ranch that are actually made out of metal. But anyway, it's really nice. So here's your question. What association in Oklahoma is in charge of taking care of the book and is your official brand registrar? 580-225-9697. First answer wins this cup. It's a beautiful coffee cup. Anyway, we're going to take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll do your up-to-date grain market and some other stuff before Dr. Dunn gets here. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 15th. 2,952 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 447 brought 340. 7 at 530 brought 284. 12 at 580 brought 279. 25 at 631 brought 268. 5 at 691 brought 229. 4 at 708 brought 231. 8 head of heifers at 378 brought 331. 7 at 454 brought 292. 10 at 585 brought 236. 9 at 628 brought 220. 12 at 751 brought 228. 7 at 765 brought 219. 13 at 898 brought 210. Butcher cows were 32 to 143. Butcher bulls brought 102 to 160. Bred cows were 1400 to 2650. Pairs brought 1850 to 2750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We got a winner. Thanks for participating. That was too easy. I guess I gave you a hint right before I asked the question, didn't I? I was just seeing if you guys were paying attention. You were. So anyway, Sean, congratulations. Your cup's up front with your name on it. And we got some Great Plains leather gloves to give away tomorrow during Heyday Tuesdays. Remember, tomorrow's Heyday Tuesday, so get your list ready. If you got hay to sell or if you're looking for hay, tomorrow will be the big day. It's cold now. Now you can start feeding hay to your cows if you hadn't already. All right, let's check out some weather. Let's go with Canadian, Texas. 44 degrees, wind chill 36, humidity's 51%, dew point's 27. The winds are out of the north at 18 with wind gusts up to 23. So far today, peak wind gust is 43 miles per hour. When that front hit last night, even as hard hearing as I am, I heard it through the house. No red flag minutes or sub-freeze minutes. And 8-inch soil temperature, 51 degrees in Canadian, Texas. All right, let's see what's happening with, where did my market go? Oh, no. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. Dealerships, they got the GM and the Dodge dealership here in Elk City, and they have the Ford dealership at Sayre, right down the highway, 15 minutes, pretty easy to get to. And then I'll be honest with you, I know they got a dealership in Burke Burnett, I just don't remember, might be all of them, I don't know. Then they got a UTV off-road deal in Wichita Falls, so they got it going on. How's that? Corn for December, 423 down 2.25. March, 432 down 3.25. Soybeans for January, 985 down or up 2.25. March, 994 up 2. Soybean meal, December, 291.80 up 2.75, or up, sorry, up 260. January, 294.70 up 320. Soybean oil, December, 4103 down 74. January, 4112. Up 72, no, down 72. I'm not colorblind. It just, the screen was blurry there for a second. Hard red winter wheat, December 544 down 10. March 555 down 10.25. Look at cotton go. December 7334 up 169. Let's see here. Oil out of West Texas, 68.95 for January, down 229. Natural gas, of course, it's getting colder. It's going to go up. December, 336, up 23. And the NASDAQ and S&P and Dow all in the green. So was live cattle. December, 186.90, up 12. February, 188.27, up 7. Feeder cattle, January, 256.15, up 185. March, 254.90, up 177. Lean hogs, December, 81.92, up 25. February, 86.17, up 50. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving? Seriously, are you? Well, I guess I am. I know I put on a lot of weight this week, and I shouldn't. But I am going to go with sugar-free pecan pie. Kidding. I'm not going to go with sugar-free pecan pie. I tried that once. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm glad I don't have an issue as of right now with sugar. I can feel it's coming. And my wife reminds me about it all the time. I can't do it. I'm sorry. The only way I can do sugar-free pecan pie is if you put some regular vanilla ice cream on it. And ice cream's not sugar-free. That's the only way I could possibly do it. But, whoo, man, there's some people texting some pictures of some deer. This one guy up north here, his buck is beautiful, man. That extra tine on his, coming out of the base of his horn. It's not an eye guard, but it's right there with it. It looks like it's like 8 or 9 inches long. 187 gross. How about that? And then one guy says he hunted all weekend, didn't see nothing. This morning on his way to work, he seen a big old boy. Looks like a really nice 8-pointer. That's just the way it goes. That's just like yesterday. I was, I got out of church and my church clothes on, no orange on, ready to go. So, and I didn't have nothing, and there he was. So, all right, well, let's see here. I had a report. I see this come out in AgWeb, and this is, you know, goes hand in hand with the November deer season going on here. So this is titled, Oh Deer, and that's spelled D-E-E-R. What a day on the farm. With 36 million deer in the United States, those who call rural America home know the creatures are both majestic and maddening. Deer made for exciting pursuit when hunting, but they're also wreak havoc on vehicles, tires, and fields. Deer are both majestic and maddening. They make for an exciting pursuit during hunting season, but they also wreak havoc on vehicles, tires, and fields. With approximately 36 million deer in the U.S., those who call rural America home know now that deer vehicle collisions are common, especially in October, November, and December. And I'm going to add this in there, especially in May and June, too, when the does are trying to find places to have their babies. That's when you see a lot of deer dead on the side of the highway. Based on this November 2022 study, around 2.1 million deer vehicle collisions occur annually, causing more than $10 billion in economic losses. According to State Farm annual analysts, the top 10 states for animal collision, which deer are the leading cause, are West Virginia, Montana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Iowa, South Dakota, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The buck stops here. In addition to vehicle damage, unexpected tractor tires are often no match for deer sheds hiding in the fields. Can you relate to some of these photos they're showing here in the deal? Yes, I can, and I know a lot of my neighbors can too. And deer horns, they will cause a lot of damage. So we was talking about, nowhere in this article do they talk about severe for crop damage. I can't put a number on other people's damage to their farms and stuff. All I can do is guess. I know how much they cost me this year on my peanut crop alone, and that is almost $400 an acre damage. $400 an acre. Think about that. I know it was only 30 acres, but that's $12,000 to this cat. That's a lot of moolah for me. And they're probably can either do about the same to a lot of other peanut farmers around my area or more. And I worked hard, the dogs and I, to keep the deer off the peanuts and the raccoons and whatever else wanted to eat the peanuts, because everything likes peanuts. So $400 an acre damage, $12,000 is what I figured I lost. And there's no telling what they cost on corn crops to people that's got pivots and dry land, the whole nine yards. I do not have a clue. And then I'll tell you what, because I'm there. Damage. I got a 20-acre field on the corner where you go off the blacktop towards my house, and that tree to cow there should be, I don't know, 6-8 inches tall, because I got it in early because I had irrigation there. And since I got the peanuts out, the deer decided to hang out over there on that part of my buffet. That I got a buffet. It's called the Jimmy Clark Chinese Buffet on my farm. They're hanging in. They got it slicked off like you went through there with a mower. Now they're working on one of my other fields, and then they're working on the neighbors too. So the deer do some damage. And I don't know what we can do about it. I know we get these tags that the game wardens put out and stuff like that, but I'm talking about extremely big number of deer. But deer are a real pest when they graze, trample, and bed down in crop fields. Depending on your crop stage, this can have economic consequences, which it does. Deer will feed on immature corn tassel tissue in the during mid to late June, and also developing ears in early to mid August at the milk stage. The decapitated plants usually survive, and the ear development will continue through pollination and on to maturity, though the ears are usually less than full size. Also, here's another thing that's come up to attention in the last 4-5 years. And I've seen guys driving around looking for these, awaiting the annual guarantee of the antler drop in late winter or early spring. Thieves hop private property lines to steal from those who manage. Lust or greed, the lure of shed treasure is a powerful pull to the public, despite purple paint, post-it signs, and fences. Whitetail legend Steve Snow is on alert for shed poachers. like a hot-nosed coon hound. He zigzags through the timber looking for fresh footprints, the telltale sign someone is up to no good. Now, I've seen people driving around because when the deer drops its antlers, it's jumping a fence. And when he lands, it's like, oh, look, my horn fell off. So I've seen a lot of people, and I don't matter to me, driving around on county roads looking for sheds in the bar ditches. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Anyway, we're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, the good Dr. Jerry Dunn has arrived. He's wearing an OCA. Hey, that's fitting. OCA cap on OCA day here. You're stud there. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices, either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see what's going on with the weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Ag weather update. It's windy and chilly. I bet I get that part right. Let's see here. Let's go with freedom today. Got freedom. 45 degrees, feels like 38. Dew points 24. Humidity's 42. The winds are out of the northwest at 17 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 47. This cooler weather brought that way down in a hurry. Sunrise or sunsets 5:22. Mostly sunny, 48 today, 28 for a low tonight, and mostly sunny and 55 for tomorrow with south winds. It'll still be a little breezy tomorrow, but nothing like today. Well, in the studio with me currently right now is, see, how old are you? Remind me.
I turned 50 this past summer.
Okay, so I'm 13 years older than you. You were just a kid when I graduated,
huh? Yeah, I was just a kid.
Yeah, you might even still been in diapers. I don't know.
I probably hadn't started yet if it's 13 years.
Well, I knew. I remember you riding around with your dad in the pickup. So that's probably when I remember you the most. Anyway, Dr. Jerry Dunn from Southwestern Oklahoma State University has joined me in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what started this kind of is, you've been on the show before, you and Jordan.
Yeah, we've been here for a couple of times.
Well, last Monday night, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association had their fall gathering at Swazoo.
Yes.
And that's the first time I've been in there.
Pioneer Event Center. Well, it's actually changed names because it used to be the Pioneer Event Cellular Center, Pioneer Cellular.
Right.
Now it's just Pioneer. Pioneer Center. So it's Pioneer Event Center, yes.
And that's the first time I've been in there. That's a nice place.
It is. It's really nice. We needed an update from Rankin. Mm-hmm. We still played basketball in the old Rankin for quite a while.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it's been there. So we have that nice new building. I want to say it's been there almost 10 years now.
Okay.
Time flies.
Yeah, it flies. And it was nice. It had a really good turnout. The Swazoo president was there.
Lovell was there and gave a nice welcome.
Very nice welcome. And you did your 2 cents worth. I didn't know this. So you're an associate professor, is that correct?
Yes.
Of economics and statistics at Southwestern Oklahoma State University. I knew you went to OSU, but I didn't know you went to K-State.
Yes. I went to Oklahoma State, and I got my bachelor's, my master's, both in ag econ up there.
Right.
And then my advisor said, hey, if you're thinking about a doctorate, you ought to go somewhere else. If you ever wanted to come back to Stillwater, it's good to have that doctorate somewhere else. So I went up the road to Kansas State. I was there 4 years and got my doctorate in economics up there.
At Manhattan.
Yep,
in Manhattan. I love that place.
It's interesting. It's almost like Stillwater. It's kind of that feel, land-grant school, ag school.
Right.
About the same size. It does have
It's not so large.
Exactly. It does have a military base, like right next door.
Fort Riley.
So a little bit more of that. But other than that, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
Kind of like Stillwater, you got to like orange. You're Manhattan, you better like purple. The whole town is purple.
Yeah, you can be. Well, so, when we lived in Kansas City, of course, my youngest daughter, she was a sports fanatic,
mm-hmm.
and she loved OU Sooners, but she loved K-State also. So, she had this big purple jacket, and she'd wear it, and if OU scored, she'd open it up, and it had OU under it. anyway, she had a problem. Anyway, you become a doctor at K-State.
Yes.
So how come you can do that at OSU? Help me out.
I could have. It was just I'd been at Stillwater for 5 years. And get a little diversity in your education.
Right.
It looks better if you go somewhere and you get everything right there. You didn't really go off and challenge yourself.
Right.
So I needed to go off to challenge myself a little different, add a little something different. And honestly, I chose K-State. One, it was relatively close.
Yeah.
Also up there, the program was economics and ag economics were sort of combined in that program.
Okay.
So it gave me some flexibility when I was out hunting for a job to go into ag area or to go into like a business area, economics area. So it gave me a little flexibility.
So is that pretty common with the ags, colleges and universities? Mm-hmm. One will offer a little more in a certain deal than the other?
I think each university probably has their specialty that they're really, really good at.
Right.
Oklahoma State has a specialty. Their animal science is really strong.
Oh, yeah.
Their ag econ is really strong. Purdue has an amazing ag econ department. In fact, Dr. Lusk used to be the department head up there. Iowa State has a really good one. Nebraska, Kansas State, they all have their emphasis. Now, at Kansas State, it was just small enough that they couldn't have a separate doctoral program. That's why they were combined. So I had to pass everything for the econ people and everything for the ag people. So that's kind of why it was unique.
Oh, I got you. Well, I didn't think much about Purdue until I started doing this show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough in the agriculture world.
They are tough. I know. I mean, my familiarity is with Ag Econ. So I know Purdue, Iowa State, all really strong Ag Econ departments.
Yeah.
A lot of research up there.
Because when I first year I was doing the show, I was sitting there going, this thing was done by Purdue. Who wants to listen to those Ivy League schools? And then, like, the more I got to, I finally broke down, researched, and I thought, whoa, wait a minute. These guys are for real.
They're big time.
Yeah.
They are big time.
Because a lot of our ag economy meters come out of Purdue.
Yeah. Yeah, they come out of Purdue. They do a lot of the, like, measuring the economy, measuring the ag, all of that. They do a lot of it. Them and Iowa State do a bunch of it. And then Oklahoma State's right there with them.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Colorado State, and they're pretty powerful over there. I haven't heard too much. I'm surprised you don't hear more from colleges like from California.
Right.
Because California produces probably 80% of the vegetables and fruits we eat in the United States.
Everyone forgets they're a massive ag state.
Yeah.
They really are. They get so lost with all the, the policy and the politics and so forth. But they're a massive agricultural state. They really are.
So it seems to me you're bringing agriculture to Weatherford, Oklahoma, are you?
We're trying. I wasn't the only person that started this, but with my background in agriculture, I was hired in the College of Business at Southwestern teaching economics and statistics.
Right.
And then I've always wanted to have an ag program there. You know, we don't have a College of Ag at Southwestern.
Right.
We're known for our pharmacy, our College of Business, our College
teaching,
of Education.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how we were founded. But we had a couple of other faculty members that had agricultural backgrounds. Dr. Amanda Everett has a background kind of ag communications area. We had someone else that was in finance. Unfortunately, they left before we got started. But they wanted to start a business and agriculture program, and I just jumped all over that.
I bet that was great. I mean, your tongue was hanging out.
I've been here 20 years, and you finally did it. Thank you, whoever approved it, whatever president, provost thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
So they began it about 2019. Had to get all the paperwork done, get it approved. Luckily, it wasn't a massive program change because it's still based in business, just has the emphasis in agriculture. So we tried to start it in 19 and then COVID hit, so it sort of slowed things down.
Yep.
So 21, 22, we start firing it back up really strong, and it's going really good. It is a business and agriculture is the name. Not agribusiness. I said, don't mess with Oklahoma State. Just call it business and agriculture. So it is.
What's the difference?
Ours is more business oriented, less ag oriented.
Okay.
Oklahoma State, you're going to have a lot of ag, a lot of agronomy, animal science, and a little bit of business.
Right.
Ours is going to have a whole lot of business,
a little bit of ag,
which is going to fit really well here in Western Oklahoma. It is a Bachelor's of Business Administration, a BBA. So it is a business degree. But instead of emphasizing in accounting or finance or management, you emphasize in agriculture. So we have courses such as economic issues in ag, financial issues in ag, marketing and management in ag, sales skills, legal environment in agriculture. So it's really, really that business oriented, which I think is great for students. They know the ag. They come from the farm. They get that.
Yeah.
So this is really going to build their business side. So either they can help manage the family farm or they can go work off the farm.
So have you heard from one of your students come back to visit or whatever, said, I went home and told my dad he's been doing it all wrong. Have you ever heard that?
I hear that. They come into my class thinking dad's doing it wrong, and by the time I'm done with them, they realize dad knows what he's doing.
Okay.
That was my experience, too. I went off to school going, I'm going to figure this out. I mean, my undergraduate was Ag Econ with a minor in farm and ranch management and animal science, right? I'm going to go teach dad how to do it. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He got a lot smarter when I got to college. That's a stereotype. It is true.
Yeah, I know. Your dad's pretty sharp as it is. So do you still help your dad a lot out on the operation?
Oh, I do. I do. My wife and I moved back just down the road from them, built a house. about 10 years ago. And I went and helped him. I was helping this morning.
Right.
Whenever I'm not teaching and not, you know, office hours and my responsibilities on campus, when I'm not busy with that, I help him on my off time.
Well, your dad, I just, all I can remember before we moved to Kansas City back in 91, Shorthorns.
We still do Shorthorns.
Done Shorthorns.
Yep. 4D Shorthorns. We still got them. We raise them. We've got a new herd bull we're using this year, and we're really excited. They're so pretty when they all get roaned up like that.
I know. They're, that's why I've only owned a few Shorthorns, but Simmentals are my favorite mm-hmm. because they'll get some good color to them if they're not solid black. So they're pretty pretty, and that makes sense if they're pretty pretty. So what? Let's continue talking on about your class over there. Why should the kids come to your class?
Come to our class. Okay, one, we're going to have more business emphasis, as I said.
Okay.
We're also, you know, we're not going to pull kids. Want to go to Oklahoma State? They're going to go to Oklahoma State.
Right.
And that is perfectly fine. I went there. It's my alma mater.
Okay.
But we're going to be cheaper. Like, tuition-wise, we're quite a bit cheaper. Cost of living is going to be cheaper.
Closer to home
if you're from Western Oklahoma. We have some agreements with some of the local junior colleges like Western down in Altus and Redlands and El Reno. They get their associate's degree. They can transfer to Southwestern. We can finish off your bachelor's degree.
Oh, nice.
And we have quite a few that are doing that. That's probably maybe a third to a half of our enrollment in this program is transfers.
Well, Redlands and Western Oklahoma State College down at Altus, that's where you're going to get an associate's degree, right?
Yeah, you get your associate's there.
Right. And does that include Panhandle?
Panhandle's still a four-year, aren't they?
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Unless they downgraded them, they're still a four-year institution.
Okay. All
right. Our chief competition is going to be Oklahoma State, of course, and Northwestern. Northwestern, Oklahoma State, and Alva still has an ag degree.
Yes.
They have an ag college. I visited with some of them. I was telling them, I'm not trying to steal your kids. I'm not.
Right.
They have a great ag ed program. It's really strong. But, you know, we're on the interstate. We're easy to travel to. We're a little closer to the Southwest.
Right.
Cameron still has a small ag department.
Right.
But I don't know how healthy they are right now. They're under a different border region.
Well, Weatherford has a better Walmart than the one in Alva.
We do? Okay. I haven't been to Alva in a while, but
I went shopping there on a hunt trip. Like, okay. I don't want to go shoot pheasants with number 8 because that's all they had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a little bit harder to do.
Hey, we got to take a break, and we got a new guest in here. She showed up, and we got to turn the camera on her, and then we're going to have a great conversation to finish the show. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacka.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
Garrett Stiegel has 20 years in the oil field, Willie Carrasco has about 30 years, and Bones Kelly is one of the godfathers of slick line and braided line work. Bones has 50 years experience. On the swabbing side in Elk City, the Rogers boys, Cody and Curtis, have over 50 years of oil field experience. The wireline and swabbing company they work for is Asher Oilfield. Asher has eliminated all the red tape. There's no faraway corporate office, no board of directors, no committees, no legal decisions or HR decisions, just old-fashioned common sense. If you call, they go, If there's a discrepancy, they deal with it immediately. Customers like it, and that's why Asher has so much repeat business in all three of their locations, Elk City, Lindsay, and Woodward. If you know Bones, Willie Carrasco, Garrett Stiegel, Curtis Rogers, or Cody Rogers, give them a call or look them up online at asheroilfield.com. For wireline and swabbing, Asher Oilfield cuts through all the red tape and gets the job done.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's America. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The big Black Friday sale is on at the Lipscomb family of dealerships. Get great big limited time discounts right now on new trucks and SUVs. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If you can drive it and it's made in the USA, then we're selling it for less at our six Lipscomb dealerships in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Good people and great big deals during our Black Friday sale, now through the end of the month.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hollis, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 47, feels like 41. 32 is the dew point. 57 humidity. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 14 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.45 inches of rain so far. 52 degrees for the 4-inch, 3-day average bare soil temperature. Sunset at 5:30. 51 for a high today. 34 low tonight, and 59 and sunny tomorrow. All right, I'm back here with Dr. Jerry Dunn from Southwestern Oklahoma State University. Also, we have a new arrival in the deal. Clancy, did I get that right? Or
yes.
Clancy?
Clancy,
yes. Yeah,
Clancy. Yeah. I didn't write it very well.
Yeah. Harris. Anyway, she's the president of the Swazoo Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter. How cool is that? First,
yes.
We got to finish up real quick.
Okay.
Dr. Dunn,
mm-hmm.
Any of your old students visit you back?
That was a good question. I do keep in contact with several of them. Some of our recent graduates, it's strange what you can do with this degree. That's why I wanted to come on, and people have trouble understanding. We have an ag degree at Southwestern. You know, we're not known for that. But we have some recent graduates. One of them, Mitchell Hunter, is the ag teacher at Clinton. And
yes.
Rhett Conklin's ag teacher at Weatherford. They've done their alternative certifications for education. So they're doing that. One of recent graduates is Allison Moore up from Cheyenne. She works at the FSA office up there. So they're doing really good.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's...
You're full of surprises up there, lady.
She is. So it was great because they're out and they're getting involved in agriculture. They don't have to go back to the farm. They want to. That's great. We're going to help them. But there's a lot of ways to be involved in agriculture. And I think that's something we try to really instill in our program is, okay, you can be in ag finance. You can be in FSA in the government and the programs. You can even go through the alternative certification route in education, be an ag teacher. There's just so much you can do with this degree.
Are any of your students work for Texas A&M AgriLife or OSU Extension that you know of?
Not that I know of. There's one of them I have right now that's interested in Extension. Oklahoma State used to have the rule you needed to come from Oklahoma State
right.
to be in the Extension. I think they've relaxed that a little bit. So
I bet
I'm not
they
sure
won't hire
their...
anybody from OU.
I think they're pretty strict on that one. But I've got some that are interested in that aspect of agriculture as well.
Well, cool. Well, let's talk to you, young lady. Miss Harris, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell everybody where you're from.
So I'm from Quanah, Texas. My family actually has like a little farm and ranching operation over there. Cattle, cotton, wheat, and cows. Oh, I said cattle, but yeah. Same thing, yeah. So just kind of from that, and now I go to SWASU, so.
Quanah, Texas. I used to drive through there all the time.
Yeah.
It's a little different in Weatherford than it is at Quanah.
It is a little, it's a lot different, actually. Yeah, Weatherford's quite a bit bigger than Quanah is, so.
Yeah, but the difference in the land.
The land, yeah, that's also different. Yeah. And the what y'all grow in Weatherford, too. I mean, just a little different, yeah.
Right, a little bit different. So you are the president of the SWASU Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so yes, I am the president of the SWASU Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter. My first time being involved in Collegiate Farm Bureau was last year. I actually come from a family that was really involved in Texas Farm Bureau growing up. And I always said, like, I'm not going to be involved in Farm Bureau or anything like that when I'm older. I just can't see myself doing that.
Why not?
I don't know. We went to, like, a lot of the annual meetings and things, and my dad was on a bunch of different boards, and I was like, this is kind of boring, not really my thing.
That's what I knew was going to happen.
And then I ended up at my first Collegiate Farm Bureau meeting and was elected as officer the first night. So,
what was your reaction?
I was happy to be there, but I was also embarrassed to tell my parents that, like, I joined Farm Bureau because I'd spent my whole life saying I don't think I'm going to be a part of that. And so,
and here you are.
And now here I am. Yeah. So,
what's your responsibilities?
What are my responsibilities? So, as the president, basically, I just make sure that our meetings get planned and submitted to the Dean of Students office, and then I also try to, like, get the word out about ag events and things happening, and contact people for farm tours with the help of Dr. Dunn, obviously. As an advisor, he helps a lot with that. But yeah, just make sure that everything's going smoothly, attend some campus leadership meetings and things like that. So,
do you get to participate in any of the, like, Oklahoma Farm Bureau stuff?
Yes, we actually just got back from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau annual meeting,
right.
And there I was in the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Collegiate Discussion Meet, and so that was a great experience. Basically, you just have a conversation with about five people, and you talk about some issues in agriculture, and then the judges judge you based on how well basically you had the conversation and solutions you reached, and then after that, the top two advance to the next round, and then you just go until there's a winner. So, I didn't win, but it was a great experience. It was.
Were you in the top two?
I wasn't in the top two. I wish I was, but I participated in two discussions, so I was proud of myself. So it was fun. I enjoyed it.
All right. So you're what, in your second year of college?
Yes,
you're
sir.
You're a sophomore?
Yes,
all
right. I am.
Talking with your mom and dad, talking to Dr. Dunn, and going through all your classes and stuff, what do you think is probably one of the biggest things going on with our agriculture economy right now?
With the agriculture economy, I would say, honestly, especially from being in Dr. Dunn's class, one thing we talk about a lot in there is the farm bill. And so, like, what's going on with that, if it's going to be passed, and just how that's going to affect everyone. Because, I mean, prices of equipment, things aren't the best right now. I mean, if you're looking to buy, it's super expensive. If you're looking to sell, no one's looking to sell. So also that, too. But the farm bill, I think, is just something that, if it gets passed, is going to drastically change
that's
everything.
A great answer.
Hopefully help
you're
it.
You're teaching
so.
Well.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I really am.
Good. He helps us a lot. I told him the other day he's helping me build my financial brain because I'm not very, like, financially.
Are you going back home when you're done?
I don't really know what my plans are.
Well,
yet,
you're only in your second year. You got a long ways to go.
I'm kind of indecisive, so I'm just gonna see where life takes me and go from there. So.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Dr. Dunn, any last words?
We've got
a minute left.
The minute. Oh, okay. The club that she's with is a Collegiate Farm Bureau. We started that when we began our ag program. Oklahoma Farm Bureau helped us grow the grant to start this student organization.
Oh, cool.
And it's open to all majors across campus, not just agriculture. So anyone that wants to be involved and promote agriculture is a part of it. We have finance majors, we have pharmacy majors, we have psychology majors. But Farm Bureau recognized we had this ag program. They say, hey, we want to contact young people. So they helped us start that, and we've been going strong.
Cool. We'll have to get you guys back on here again sometime next year to talk about after the election results and see what's changed.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We can sure do that. Yeah. I have all my opinions on politics.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Oh. Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected.
On Facebook.
KEZO, Elk City.
This is a Fox News alert. A motion for dismissal on Lisa Brady. A special